This is a University of Birmingham podcast.
I'm here today with Dr. Jean Assender. She's the Programme Director for the MSc in Clinical Oncology. Jean, could you tell me a little bit about the programme?
Yes, the programme's offered either as a full-time option or as a part-time option. Most of the students are on the part-time programme. And it's taught in study blocks, so that people can travel from all over the country and even across Europe to come in and do the optional modules. Students generally do 5 core modules, so they cover a whole range of things. So starting from the molecular and cellular basis of cancer, so to understand what actually causes cancer, through pathology of cancer and the relevance of that today to diagnosis and to the disease, and then looking at therapy and disease management. We do a module on epidemiology and statistics, which helps you to prepare for your research dissertation, and also one on cancer clinical trials. And in addition, you then get to do your optional modules, and these are usually more clinical related. So they're things like care for cancer patients, palliative care, radiation oncology, and if you're wanting to do the FRCR exams, you can also do radiation physics and radiation biology, which were taught at the level to get you through your part one exams.
Could you tell me a little bit about the dissertation?
Yeah, the students do this in two different ways, depending whether they're on the full-time or the part-time programme. Because the part-time students are usually working within their own NHS trust or their own place of work, then they'll do a dissertation that's appropriate to that workplace, and they'll have a local supervisor. And the student usually develops their own project based on their field of work, and we'll just support you with that, approve the project, and provide a supervisor to assist you with it. The full-time students, because if you're based here within the university for the year, then you'll usually do a project that is provided by the university, and will allow you to work with one of the professors or the research fellows within the institute.
Could you tell me what the entry requirements are for this programme?
The entrance requirements are usually a 2-1 degree and 6 months of oncology experience. We are quite flexible with the students that we'll take, and certainly we're aware that for a lot of the nurses, they come from a tradition where having a degree isn't necessarily part of their qualification. So if people come in and they've got a diploma and perhaps some standalone modules at postgraduate level, or they've got a lot of experience and they've got references to say that they've been working within the oncology field for some time, then we'll take all of that into account. And those are students we actually positively encourage to come on the programme. And the fact that they don't have a degree is not a problem at all. The other part of that is the 6 month oncology requirement, and that is because it's focused as a clinical course, although there's a lot of science background. But somebody coming in who's purely got a science degree won't have enough clinical understanding to be able to cope with the course, and therefore at the moment we don't take those students.
Why should students choose to study this programme at the University of Birmingham in particular?
There's a couple of reasons why we think the programme's very good. One is that it's taught within Cancer Research UK's institute here in Birmingham, which is one of the big cancer centres, and therefore you'll be being taught by some of the top professors and clinicians within the West Midlands and even within the UK. The other reason is that we specifically teach it, as I say, in week-long study blocks, which makes it very flexible. You can alter the order that you study the modules if that suits you better, if you have other commitments. You can travel from across the country to come in and study one intensive week. And it takes you away from your normal working environment so that you can concentrate fully on your studies rather than drop what you're doing in a ward, rush off and do your studying for the afternoon, and then have half your brain still worrying about a particular patient that you might be seeing. So by coming away completely in a different environment, most of our students say that actually works very well for them.
If students study on this programme, how will it benefit their future careers?
We have a whole variety of different types of students come on the course, and so I think it benefits those different groups in slightly different ways. It's part of the standard training for a lot of the medical and clinical oncologists, so for them it's part of their training requirements, and it'll allow them to do things like the FRCR Part 1 exams, and it's tailored to that professional development. We also have a lot of vets come on the programme, and what we found over the years is that actually a lot of the veterinary oncologists have done our programme, and a lot of the research networks are actually all our ex-students, and they've developed a research environment through doing the programme and getting that introduction to research, so that's worked very well for them. It's also very useful for a lot of the nurses and the pharmacists, where their normal environment is not very research focused, and for them this could be an opportunity to undertake a piece of research for the very first time in a very supportive environment, and that is very important for the development of those subject areas, that they actually begin to get an evidence base.
If you would like more information about the MSc Clinical Oncology Programme, including full details of all modules, application deadlines and how to apply, please visit our website at www.mds.beham.ac.uk/clinical-oncology or call 0121 414 7672 or email clinicaloncology@contacts.beham.ac.uk.
You have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.